Hello, it's the 28th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Officers in Bedfordshire are among the country's best when solving cases involving sexual assault. Beds Police have shown improvement over previous years, moving from a double-digit ranking to sixth place. Other police forces are now analysing and learning from that progress. The key, according to Assistant Chief Constable Shan Basra, is the Emerald Team, a group of officers dedicated to domestic abuse and sexual offences. Also, the inclusion of several local support agencies as an important part of the process. Chief Constable Gary Forsyth stated, "What I'm interested in is delivering the best possible service we can to the victims." Central Bedfordshire businesses, which are part of the hospitality, leisure and accommodation sectors affected by the Omicron variant, can now apply for either the Additional Restrictions Grant or the Omicron Hospitality and Leisure Grant. The MP for Bedford and Kempston, Mohammed Yazin, submitted expenses totalling £173,000 last year. That amount, although £15,000 above the previous year, is well below the £203,000 average spent by other MPs. In comparison, Nadine Dorris, the MP for Mid Bedfordshire, spent £205,000. The figures were compiled by the Independent Parliamentary Standards Authority. A football signed by Manchester United forward Cristiano Ronaldo is being auctioned by Polish community group WASP Luton. WASP provides medical support funds for children and the elderly. The auction will take place on the 30th of January at St Mary's Church Hall in Church Street. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.